What are you doing over here? Oh, you're playing with me? Hold on. Can you show mommy how you do it? That's close enough, isn't it? You want to try again? Here. Try to get them all on there. Try with this one first. And then what's the next biggest one? Maybe, let's try it. No, it's a little space right here. Come here. Let's try this one. Yeah. There you go. Gentle. This last one? Yay! Did so good. Who's that? Gerard. Oh, you're so sweet. Let me check your diaper. Oh my goodness. I just changed you into this. Are you serious? What a little baby. You really couldn't stay dry for 1 minute? Oh my goodness, you're so soggy. Come here. How about we do something together? Mm-hmm. You want to read a book? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Come on, baby. Come on, up. Can you say up? Now you get all comfy and cozy. Okay. Is that comfy for you? Yeah. This book's called Marshmallow. Is this your new book? Brand new? Is this your brand new book? What's that? Kitty. What's that other thing?
Bunny.
Bunny. Marshmallow. Oh, look how cute the bunny is. So cute. Oliver was a gray cat with tabby markings who lives in an apartment. Many a cat has to catch his dinner before he can eat, but Oliver was lucky. When he was hungry, all he had to do was mention the fact to Miss Tilly, and she would open the refrigerator and get out his liver or chopped beef. Like you just cry when you want milk. Is that right? As Oliver never went out, he did not know that the world was full of other animals. The only mice in his life were gray flannel ones filled with catnip, and the nearest thing to a rabbit he had ever seen was a stuffed plush Easter bunny. But Oliver did not care. Peace and quiet was what he wanted, and his meals on time. Life, however, cannot always be like that. One day, Miss Tilly called him from the kitchen. "Brow," replied Oliver, and he hurried over, expecting to find his dinner. Instead, Miss Tilly was smiling at something she held in her two cupped hands. It was small and white and furry. "What do you think of this, Oliver?" she asked. "Its name is Marshmallow." She held the furry thing to her cheek for a moment, then set it on the floor. It had tall ears, pink eyes, a wiggly nose, and switchy whiskers, and it was alive. Oliver was appalled. He took one wild look at the creature, then squinched his eyes tight shut. "Oliver, what's the matter with you?" cried Miss Tilly. "Don't tell me you're afraid of a little tiny baby bunny." But Oliver was afraid. He was too frightened even to run away, but crouched in a corner, opening and closing his eyes as if it actually hurt him to look at the rabbit. As for Marshmallow, he was a very unhappy little bunny. All he wanted was to be at home again with his nice, warm, furry mother. But then, Mommy, if he had been a kitten, he would have mewed. If he had been a puppy, he would have howled. And if he had been a baby, he would have cried his eyes out. But being a bunny, he just sat still and felt sad. However, Marshmallow cheered up a bit when he had his dinner, a raw carrot and a bowl of rolled oats. The bowl said D-O-G on it, for the shop did not have any dishes with rabbit or bunny on them. But as Marshmallow could not read, this did not matter much.
Mm-mm.
He ate the green carrot top first, for he was thirsty. Then he munched part of the carrot. After that, he tried the rolled oats, eating his little quick nibbles. Crunch, crunch, crunch. When he had finished eating, he hopped into the bowl and took a nap. That night, Marshmallow slept in the bathroom on a bed made out of a folded towel. He was not the same as having a soft, furry mommy to cuddle against. Still, he did not cry.